With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Iran is using its remaining missile capacity, landing blows to residential areas in Israel, injuring dozens this morning, as multiple explosions are heard in central Israel. With only 50% missile capacity remaining in Iran, Israel has launched a new attack targeting Iran's remaining firepower in the western region of that country. Last night, the U.S. military struck three sites in Iran, inserting itself now into Israel's war aimed at destroying the country's nuclear program. In a White House address, President Trump describing the attack as a success.
I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
In his address to the nation, he also warned Tehran against carrying out retaliatory attacks against this country, saying Iran has now a choice between peace or tragedy.
There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days.
Israel's airport authority announcing Sunday it's closing the country's airspace to both inbound and outbound flights in the wake of the attacks. The agency said it was shutting down air traffic due to recent developments and did not say for how long. Meanwhile, Iran said there were no signs of contamination at its nuclear sites at Isfahan, Fordham, or Natanz after the U.S. airstrike targeted their facilities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying last night that President Trump is leading the free world with courage, and House Speaker Mike Johnson, who called last night's military action a clear reminder to the adversaries and allies that President Trump means what he says. Once again at this hour, Iran using their remaining missile capacity landing blows to Israel this morning, injuring dozens as explosions are heard in the Tel Aviv area. This is SRN News. It's something we all know to be true. Reading the Bible is good for you.
According to data compiled by the American Bible Society, people who regularly engage with the Scriptures report higher levels of personal well-being. On a scale of 1 to 10, people who read the Bible on a regular basis score 7.9 in well-being versus 6.8 for those who don't engage. The ABS study also reveals that while younger Americans read the Bible less than their elders, those who do pick it up report greater well-being than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gay activists are pressuring the government of Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala this month, sparking anger in a nation that doesn't recognize the practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to celebrate Gay Pride Month and was a step toward inclusion, respect, and equality for all. Guatemalan officials decried the event, saying it violates the law. This is SRN News. There's heightened security at The Hague ahead of next week's summit of NATO leaders.
The massive military and police operation called Orange Shield has turned The Hague into a military fortress. The June 24-25 summit, scheduled to feature leaders of the 32-nation alliance, including President Donald Trump, comes as global geopolitical tensions soar and conflict escalates in the Middle East.
Three people are dead in a regional airport heavily damaged after a powerful winds, including a tornado, sweeping across the upper Midwest. Cass County Sheriff Jesse Janer saying at a news conference Saturday that two men and a woman were killed late Friday at two locations in the town of Enderlin, about 40 miles southwest of Fargo. The National Weather Service in Grand Forks saying a tornado hit a home just east of there, reporting wind gusts of up to 106 miles per hour at the regional airport overnight in Minnesota. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.